there's so much to read about this subject on the internet, as you know. And, there's contradicting information out there. And,
Well, I'm delighted to welcome Eddie. Eddie is going to play two guitars. One is tuned to the what I call the loving frequency, and one is tuned to the rather discordant hard frequency. Eddie's the first one up today, very, very kindly offered to play one of his own creations. But if you look at where Eddie's living at the moment, it's a yurt, and isn't that fantastic? It's absolutely brilliant. How wonderful. But if it gets very windy and you see the roof wobbling, it's not that Eddie's going to disappear anywhere, it's just that he's in a yurt. So Eddie, could you just introduce yourself to the audience and just give us a little bit of background, please?
So thank you, Simon, to allow me to talk on the subject of 432 hertz, the effects of it. I have a tuning fork here. I will let the people listen. And maybe they can use it to tune their instruments or their voice, because apparently the voice, at least for your own body and consciousness, is even more powerful than playing music or listening to music. So when you hum along with music or sing or chant, it has much deeper effect. And 432 hertz and the whole scale of notes that comes with it resonates more with the heart or other chakras, or more on the feeling level. I always love to use a quote, and I don't know whose quote it is, or maybe it's mine. Music reminds us of who we really are, being vibration, energy, frequencies, consciousness. I write songs, I write lyrics that hopefully assist in raising awareness, directing our consciousness towards awareness itself, directing us back to source, even maybe. It would be beautiful to use music to raise consciousness around the world, because if you raise your vibration together with your intention, even if you just feel you're on your own in your room listening to music or playing music, and you feel good, you feel love, it affects 90,000 people in your area. I don't know how far that spreads. And the higher you are in your consciousness or your awareness or your vibrations, the more people, it spreads all over the planet, all over the universe. I think there's so much to tell on the subject, and I'm definitely not an expert. I'm just very sensitive to vibrations and energies. The thing is, it's very intuitive, and I can't explain it. Hopefully, somebody on the show will be able to assist us on that, and let's create something wonderful from this, and start playing music and listening to music that is tuned to 432 hertz more and more. So thank you, and keep listening to the show.
Do you want to just say something in your mother tongue?
Yeah, I have to switch. Hoi, mijn naam is Eddie. Het zuidwesten van Nederland, in Zeeland. Heel winderig vandaag hier in de Joert. Ik speel al heel mijn leven muziek. Maar sinds de laatste 3-4 jaar schrijf ik eigen nummers over bewustwording en het volgen van je hart. En, het verhogen van je vibraties, raising vibration. En ik ga nu een eigen nummertje spelen dat heet Raising Vibrations.
Take it away, Eddie. I've always wanted to say that.
Yeah, right. Can you hear okay?
Fine.
Most people want change, but they don't want to change. Can we handle the truth if the truth sets us free? Raise your vibration, follow your heart. Raise your vibration, follow your heart. New world harmony.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, right, so that's in 440.
Okay, and this is in 432, which means the A is tuned to 432 hertz, and the rest is tuned to that.
Right.
All right, here we go.
People want change, but they don't want to change. Can we handle the truth if the truth sets us free? Raise your vibration, follow your heart. Raise your vibration, follow your heart. New world harmony.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really am no musical expert, but the first way you played it was what I would be used to, because that's what I hear every day, as we all do.
Yeah.
Now, when you played that on the second, just trying to struggle for words here in the human language, if I said more musical, it had more variation. It seemed to have a more of a movement within it. So it actually sounded not right to me, because I have so listened for 50 plus years to what we know of. But when I got into it, I felt there was a bigger depth within that. There was more layers. That's what I felt. There was more range. And oddly enough, it reminded me of some music in the early 70s, not country and Western, but a little bit like music that would be done on a guitar in the early 70s, and I thank you, Eddie, so much for actually bringing that to us and sharing that. I'm very, very grateful to you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No, I'm very glad that you responded. You know, it's really important. It's one of the aspects of control that's been placed, and one that's not obvious to someone who's not into music. And I know that there's this talent out there, and people who are members of Connecting Consciousness who have the gifts and the ability, you know, fantastic. So listen, I'm going to say goodbye to you now, Eddie, because we've got someone else coming on, and then it's going to go out for this Christmas special.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to that, and you know, I hope that it's received really well by everyone who listens to it. So thanks, and God bless to you. Okay, Eddie.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Most people want change, but they don't want to change.
Hi, Becky. Hi, Simon. I'm excited to show you today my explanation of 432 Hertz and its importance in our everyday lives. As you can clearly see, in the 432 Hertz pattern created over this body of water, it is a pattern of completion, harmony, of beauty, and 440 Hertz shows a pattern of instability, of blurriness, of distortion. These patterns resonate in your body and in your brain. Our bodies are around 80% water and our brains are around 90% water. So as you can see, there is quite an implication in the difference in frequency. I'm going to demonstrate a simple tone at 440 Hertz and then 432 Hertz. Now, I'm going to play you a piece of one of my productions in 440 Hertz and then 432 Hertz. As you can feel, it has a warmer, rounder, more complete harmonic tonality to it. I decided to tune all my musical creations to this frequency because I could enhance a harmonious, higher vibration in the body of the listener. If we all retuned our audio from radio, TV, etc., to what is known as the God frequency, which adds to the number 9, which has a whole nother signification, we would create more harmonious energy, positively affecting our current reality's energy. If your listeners would like to learn more about 432 Hertz music, check out my artist page, auxnelia.com. Thank you so much, Simon, for all you do, and thank you, Becky, sending you and your viewers lots of love and light.
Walter, I'm very, very pleased that you've been able to come forward and share your music skills with us. It came about because we were talking about the two frequencies.
Exactly, yeah.
Our 440 was the figure that we have now. And so what I'd like you to do is to explain a little bit about what you're going to do in English and then in your own mother tongue, because it'd be nice to have that honor. On a German website.
I picked up an article where the biologist Bruce Lipton, do you know him? Bruce Lipton, about...
I know of him, yes.
Stem cell research, and he found out the importance of the consciousness and of the mind, because genes are not transcripted or expressed by, you know, your heritage, your father, grandfather or something. It's just the experiences and the feelings and also the consciousness. And so this is a new site, and this is a bridge to spirituality he made in this kind of, he wrote an article about these sound frequencies on this Wake Up World page. And there was mentioned that the old frequency was much more natural from 432 hertz. And before Hitler even, they changed it to 440, which makes the person more mind-centered and less able to feel the emotional impact of the music.
What you've just said, could you say that in German as well?
Exactly. So es gibt seit sagen ungefähr die Jahrhundertwende, ich glaube 1918, 1920, wurde die allgemeine Stimmung des Kammertons A auf von 432 Hertz auf 440 Hertz gesetzt und angehoben. Und genau bei dieser Resonanz von 440 Hertz des Kammertons A ist der Mensch weniger in der Lage, die Musik zu empfinden. Und er wird mehr so fokussiert auf seinen Verstand. Mehr auf das Verstand und Rationelle und weniger auf das Empfinden. Und das ist ein Effekt dieser 440 Hertz gewesen. Die Leute wurden natürlich dann leichter, gehorsamer. Und als eine große Annahme daraus, als eine Folge daraus. Und ja, also ich möchte jetzt diese alte Frequenz spielen von 440 Hertz, also die momentan eigentlich jetzt Standardfrequenz ist, also die, und eine, also alt stimmt nicht ganz, also eine andere Frequenz, die gesünder ist, so wie die alte 432 Hertz, nämlich die 444 Hertz. Also diese, die vor, also um die Jahrhundertwende geändert wurde, auf eine weniger empfindbare Frequenz von 440 Hertz werde ich zuerst spielen und dann eine neue Frequenz, die 444 Hertz, die gesünder ist, so ähnlich wie diese vor der Jahrhundertwende gebräuchliche Frequenz von 432 Hertz. Und ich werde jetzt ganz kurz probieren. Also ich I will stop and pick up my reed and my tuning. Mit der Wiener, with the Viennese oboe, it's a little bit complicated because you have the reed where you have a little kind of a wool thing and you have to bend it. So,
could you just hold it up to the camera so we can see what you're doing, Walter? Just show us.
I'm bending now my reed so that it goes less far into the instrument, which makes the instrument a little bit of a lower frequency, so we tune now to 440 hertz. Yeah, and kurz and now I say it in German. Wir binden momentan das Rohr, dieser Wiener Oboe, also unüblich wird nur in Wien gespielt, etwas weiter aus dem Instrument, das Instrument wird tiefer und ich spiele nun auf 440 hertz eine gewisse Melodie.
What is the name of the music piece you're playing for us?
It is only a short part of the piece Gabriel's Oboe from Ennio Morricone.
Now Gabriel's Oboe from Morricone with the tuning tone A440 Hz. Short piece from Gabriel's Oboe from Ennio Morricone on the tuning tone A444 Hz, so R444 Hz.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I absolutely preferred the second one. It was far nicer. For me, it was very obvious. I could really tell the difference. And the first one seems, in an English word, it jarred on me. Compared to the second one, it was more smooth and it just felt better.
For me too. I tested it often because I wanted to be sure. I heard the first time from the 444 hertz that it would be also as natural as the 432, because it's depending on different resonance effects, yeah, which makes it more natural or more not so natural. And so I picked up this one from the Bruce Lipton story, and so I tried to test it for myself, and I tested many times. I think about five or six times in the practicing room, and I became sure about, is it really better? I think also it is really better. Really,
okay. Walter, I want to thank you so much for contributing. So Walter, God bless. Thanks ever so much, and we'll be in touch very soon. Okay.
Yes. Bless to you, and have a nice time.
Hi everyone, this is Helen and Liam. These are not our cats, they followed us. We were just saying we can't get into the castle, and they leapt out of a window and came and just came all over us. So anyway, we're Helen and Liam from Arnanu, and we're going to talk about the tuning. So I'll just introduce myself. I'm an ethnomusicologist and a musician, and I work with Liam. We have a collaboration, World Music Meets Irish Music, and I'll just let him introduce himself.
Hello folks, in the background here, you can see there's a beautiful castle. This is an Anglo-Norman castle, and later the home of the O'Flaherty's chiefs in Connemara. And we have our little elemental friends here, the kitties that just welcomed us. So basically, we're musicians. I'm an archaeologist, storyteller, working in the bardic tradition, and I was reared in the fairy faith in Connemara. So we're very much in tune with the elemental beings and nature spirits, and we always try to work in harmony with nature, and the music reflects that in our type of music. It's reflected and in our culture in general. These cats are absolutely gorgeous.
So I'll just talk about the tuning. I like the 4-3-2 tuning, and I think it's almost like a sweet spot for us as humans. We really feel the resonance of that spot for some reason when we tune A to 4-3-2. But I'm not all that keen on standardising tuning. I'm not keen on having a standard tuning, because I feel that before there was a standard tuning, or even a categorised scale, people in ensembles all over the world, in their indigenous lands with their indigenous instruments, would just choose a tuning that resonated in that particular ensemble that they were in. From the gamelan in Indonesia to the Irish traditional music with pipes and whistles and baron drum, etc., banjos, right back to ancient times, the harps, etc. People would just find a tuning that resonated well, and the instruments would be made by hand. I think now, as we've gone on in our modern culture, we have incorporated instruments maybe made on computers, or not on computers necessarily, but with measurements that were very exacting and calculated maybe digitally, and with synthetic materials, which might respond quite well to a harsher, higher tuning. In fact, the standardized tuning would have originally come into play when there were large ensembles of musicians, like in orchestras, because obviously everyone needed to get the same pitch for their A, for their concert A. So those ensembles, you know, you want a kind of real clarity, so maybe a harsher tuning has crept in and crept in and crept in. However, as I said, I'm not too keen on having a big standard tuning. I think individually, as human beings, we can all work in groups and find the right tuning for the right resonance of that group and the instruments involved, whether they might be organic instruments made from organic material or synthetic instruments. I play the kora, which is a West African instrument. Although I come from mixed racial heritage, my father's from the Caribbean, I've always responded very, very well and resonated well with West African music. So I learned, as part of my study, I learned a kora, which is a West African harp. It's said that these instruments are inhabited by a djinn. Now, my instrument prefers to be tuned to the 432 or round about that area. So I'll hand you over to Liam now.
Yeah, Helen made an interesting point. We're both, I suppose, working in the bardic tradition. Helen works in the African bardic tradition because her ancestors would come from West Africa. And I work in the Irish bardic tradition through our music and storytelling. And she mentions a djinn. Well, the djinn are, I suppose, we have the counterpart of the fairies or the shi, the elemental beings, or nature spirits, which I like to work with or work in harmony with and sometimes be a spokesperson for them and to our music and to our work. So I guess music to me, being from the west of Ireland, is part of my psyche, it's part of my spirituality, it's part of my, I suppose, shamanic approach to the natural landscape and to our culture. We try to reflect our deep respect for nature to our music, in the pipe music, in the spoken word, in the shanos, or the unaccompanied type of singing. And we try to be as respectful as possible and reflect in this modern era the importance of the nature and the old ways. So thank you from myself and Helen. We wish you a happy Christmas and bless you.
And we still have this one of the cats on our shoulders. He's actually on both our shoulders, he or she, I'm not sure which. And the other one has just run off in front. But as soon as we got here, Liam said, "Oh, what a shame we can't get in." And two cats jumped out of a tiny little thin window. And they just
A narrow slit.
A narrow slit. And they just came up to us and they would not leave us alone. They actually literally jumped all over us. And I said, "This is really strange because Simon has cats in his videos. Maybe there's a connection with the cats."
Well, the elemental or nature spirits often work in harmony with animals because they're very pure and they basically help humans to connect with the natural world.
Yeah. So, just one more thing I'll say. with the human singing voice, usually when I came to Ireland and started looking at Irish music, I could see that with the male ballads, there was a particular key. The males almost standardised the male ballads. And that would have not necessarily been set if the concert pitch, before the concert pitch was actually known about, amongst traditional music ensembles, people would have gone with the natural feeling of the voice. Where does the voice sit? Because many, many instruments actually initially would have been based around the voice, and the tuning would have been based around the voices of the people in that environment where the instrument was made. I'm sure you agree, don't you? So there we go. Voices are very relevant in the construction of instruments and the tuning. Well, they were originally more than they are now.
Yeah, and we find the lower tuning, the 432 hertz, to be more in line with the indigenous type of music.
Yes, and the more traditionally made instruments,
absolutely,
particularly, we find resonate better.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and thank you. And do, if you get a chance to come to Ireland, you should see some of our built culture and heritage. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming forward and wanting to share. It all started when I was talking about the difference in the music and the change. And so could you just explain to us what piece of music you're playing and what hertz it's going to be in, what key?
This is Liam's song, Coming Home, and it's in the tuning of 432 hertz.
Well, here I stand in a foreign land, I left my friends and love behind. To make a fortune, find a new life, happiness never did I find. I'm coming home, please wait for me, to the magic land across the Celtic Sea. We make Cooper and Brian Boroo, high kings of Tara, I return to you. The Lord of the Rings, I return to you. Destroy the Celtic lands, but the Picts and the Gaels, we made a stand. King Arthur, Merlin, Lady Guinevere, and Celtic hearts, heart magic is dear. In Celtic hearts, Avalon is near. I'm coming on, please wait for me. We make Kuka and Brian Maru. I bring the Tara, I return to you. I'm coming home, please wait for me, to the magic land across the Celtic Sea. We make Kuka and Brian Maru. I bring the Tara, I return. When I come home, I shall always stay with the goddess Hera by the Atlantic way. Enchanted castles, misty mountain high, and the eagle soars o'er the western sky. I'm coming home, please wait for me. Magic land across Celtic Sea. Green made Kukul and Brian Baru. High kings of Tara, I return to you. The Lord of the Rings, I return to you. High kings of Tara, I return.
That's played in the lower, that's played in 432 hertz, and it's more organic and it's more root. Now we'll do the same in 440 pitch, and you can see the difference. Yes, if that's okay.
Thank you. Yes, that's what it's about.
No, this is standard concert pitch tuning at 440. How is this?
So you're using a different guitar for that?
Yes, it's a different guitar. Yeah, two tunings. It would take too long to tune. Yeah. So this
it's,
is.
It's a very similar sound.
Yeah. Sure.
Very similar sound.
Okay, ready?
Can you count me?
I was going to remind you.
The Roman Empire destroyed the Celtic lands, but the Picts and the Gaels, we made a stand. King Arthur married Lady Guinevere, and Celtic hearts, certain magic is dear. In Celtic hearts, Avalon is near. I'm coming home, please wait for me. To the magic land across the Celtic sea. The Queen made Cúchul and Brian Boru.
High kings of Tara, I return to you.
I'm coming home, please wait for me. To the magic land across the Celtic sea. Queen made Cúchul and Brian Boru.
High kings of Tara, I return to you. Lord of the Rings, I return to you.
Thank you. Right, the first thing I want to say is that I did notice a difference. I'm not very musical, but forgetting the words, the second one was incredibly masculine. The energies of that seem to me to be very masculine, to be very, in comparison, dull, and less expression. The first one I felt was more feminine. I felt there was more range within it, and I felt that it was just nicer altogether. So it was, for me, listening obviously on Skype, and that means the audience, hopefully, fingers crossed, will see them, hear the difference. There was a very marked difference between the two.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I work, my background's in archaeology, and I work from the Bardic, Gaelic Bardic system, focusing on Breton law, where there was gender equality, as you probably know, and that's what we're trying to do with our music. We're trying to balance the male and female energy. So it's really nice that you picked up on that comparison there. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Well, that's what connecting consciousness is about. It's about people. We may all be very different, but we're all actually trying to get towards the same thing, which means that we will share the same values and ideals. Yeah, we're all individual, but we all should share the same important points. So listen, thank you so much for what you've done. It's going to be the Christmas special. It will go out. And there's, you know, you're not the only one. There will be three or four others doing it. But you are playing unique music to your culture. And that, again, was something I wanted. I did not want something lifted off, you know, the stock sheets. I wanted something that meant something to you individually and to the energy of the country that you're connected to. So God bless you both for doing that. And no doubt we'll be in touch very soon.
Thanks, Simon.
Bless you.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
High kings of Tara, I return to you. Lord of the Rings, I return.
Hi, I'm Becky, and to demonstrate the difference in sound between 440 Hz and 432 Hz, I'm going to be playing my flutes. I'll be playing a piece by John Denver called Annie's Song, but my version has been inspired by James Galway, the famous Irish flautist. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so this is 440 Hz, Annie's song.
First of all, what is the name of the piece that you're going to play?
It's Green Rocky Road. It's a folk song, an American folk song.
Okay.
It should be sung, but I don't know the lyrics, so I'll just play it.
All right. So this is for Simon and Becky. I'm Luis Martí, Spanish CC coordinator, or coordinator in Spain of CC. And I've been asked to play the same song with different tunings. First, I'm going to play it with 440 for A. So A is 440, which is the current tuning. But this was created after Nazi minister Goebbels of propaganda in the 30s. Decided to change the tuning from 432 to 440. So I'm going to play a little bit to see whether you can find any differences. It's not easy to catch, and I think it needs a lot of practice to see the difference. I'm going to say the same thing in Spanish. Soy Luis Martí, coordinador de Connecting Consciousness España. Os voy a tocar el mismo tema en dos afinaciones diferentes. La primera estará en 440 para el La. Este La es un 440, es una afinación que vino decidida por el ministro nazi de propaganda Goebbels en los años 30. Fue acogida más tarde por el gobierno americano. Esta afinación no corresponde a la anterior, que era de 432. Y bueno, el tema nos llevaría muy lejos. La cuestión es ver si vosotros podéis distinguir la diferencia. Se supone que 432 está más en armonía con el cuerpo humano y el planeta. So 432 is more in harmony with us and the planet. So the name of the song, el título de la canción es Green Rocky Road or something like that. It's a folk song. Okay. That was 440. Esto era 440. I'm going to tune now to 432. I have to tune down a little bit. Okay. 432. Green Rocky Road. Thank you. if you noticed any difference. To my feeling, 432 sounds warmer, sounds more deeper. Para mí, el 432 suena más cálido y más profundo. Es todo lo que yo puedo decir en estos momentos, porque no he practicado, no conozco muy bien la afinación 432. That's all I can say for now, because I'm not very much acquainted with tuning 432. And that's all.
Thank you. Thank you, Louis. Thank you very much for doing that. That's very great. Hello, I'm really pleased that Thomas is here. Thomas has responded very positively to the inquiry that I made out on Connected Consciousness regarding musicians and frequencies. Thomas is in Germany. He's very, very kindly said he'll play a bit to us. So Thomas, can I first ask you, please, are you new to music, or is it something you've been a very long time interested in?
First, hello, Simon. Hello, audience. I'm 40. I'm 43. I'm in music for something like 25 years, but always not a professional, but kind of semi-professional type. I started quite late. My first guitar I bought when I was 15 already, and but I was always interested in music. My father was British rock music fan, Deep Purple and all these bands from the 70s, and I was always interested in, but I never thought about playing myself until I was 15. We hang around with a few friends, and one said, well, let's do a band, and you play this, and you play this, and you play the guitar, and I said, well, it was just fun, of course, but a few weeks later, I bought a guitar, so, and that's when I started, and
Okay, great. And rock music. And you're obviously a spiritual person because you understand the concept of the changes in the frequencies.
Yeah, it was now like 2 years ago or so when I came into this different frequencies of 432 hertz, because before that everything in the world at least in the Western world is tuned to 440, worldwide standard. And then I came around to this 432, and I began to research on it. And I found out a lot of things. First, that it sounds more warm, more grounded, more heart-based, more heart-connected. And second, it made more sense from the mathematic point to count up. If you start with 1 hertz, is a cycle per second, and if you count this up on 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, etc. You end up at 256, which is the C then, and based on this one, the A is 432, and you can build this up on that.
Oh, that is really interesting. Would you be happy just to say that in German so that people in Germany can feel they've got some ownership?
Okay, I try. It might be difficult to switch around, but wenn man auf dem Herz, also ein Herz ist eine Wellenlänge pro Sekunde. Wenn man das aufbaut, ein Herz, zwei Herz, vier Herz, acht Herz, 16 und so weiter, kommt man irgendwann auf 128, 256 Hertz, was dann der Ton C ist. Darauf basierend, wenn man dann hochzählt, landet man dann auf dem A, 432 Hertz, was dann eben diese natürliche Schwingung basierend auf der Erdenrotation auch und so weiter landet.
Thank you. Well, what's the piece you're going to play for us, and which hertz will it be in first?
I have two guitars here, one tuned in 440 and one tuned in 432. Of course, it might sound a little bit different because every guitar sounds a little bit different. So either I do it this way or I tune the one down after playing. I didn't prepare a special piece because it was all really short term. I just would do a simple chord progression from a piece I've written myself. So yeah, so I would then start with the 440 one, and
it's great. Thank you.
No problem. And of course, I'm a little bit nervous. So
no so need. This is me. No need to be nervous. We've known each other for a while now, haven't we?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you sent me some fantastic fossils, as well as some of your grandfather's hammers.
Yes, yeah. Do you still have the hammer? Yes.
Of course. Absolutely. Of course not.
I have one under my bed from your advice.
Yes, iron. Very useful. Okay, over to you then.
So I'll try to. It's just it starts with a D minor chord. Also very interesting, the Great Pyramid is also has a reference to 432, and also there's this 144,000 stones or something like that. And in the 432 hertz thing, the D is 144. And also there's an almost perfect connection to the speed of light.
Yes.
Because if you take 432 times 432, you end up at the speed of light around less than 1% accuracy. So I don't think this is coincidence.
No, the whole object, or not the whole object, but part of the plot point was to enmesh or connect the pyramid to the earth so that they could work on the energies together. Yes, quite agree.
And also the cycle, it's 86,400 seconds per day is half of the, or double of the A tuning. So
yes.
So I'll try to...
Thank you. No, thank you very much, Thomas. That was really good. Right. So now, will you use a different guitar, or will you tune that one up? Yeah.
I would take the other one. Or shall I? Yeah. Okay.
Whatever you want. Whatever's quickest, well, really.
It's easier to change.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this is the same piece of music.
Yeah, I'll try the same. I'll do the same chord progression. I mean, I could do later on something like more of a whatever thing, but.
So it's just, it gives people a good idea of the difference if it's the same piece of music.
Yeah.
Right. So this is in the different frequency.
This is now in 432 tuning. Yeah. Yes. It's a little bit difficult because all the tuners are, of course, based on 440, but yeah.
Thank you. thank you. Now, obviously, you have a great musical background. What's your perception of the difference when you're playing that? First of all, from a technical point of view, Thomas, and then I'm going to ask you from a spiritual point of view or from a personal point of view, but from a technical point of view, what's the difference between the two tunes?
From a technical point, it's no difference except of a really tiny bit of that, it's the string tension, of course, because it is a little bit, but if you compare it, here's the A from the 440. It's deeper.
Yeah.
But it's very little. So if you go up here, it's a little bit more tension on the guitar, on the strings. Yes. But that's the only difference. I mean, and the thing for me is, it's not if you play a chord in the right key and in the other key, it doesn't harm you or hurt you. But consuming music over time on the radio and everywhere, I think it connects to the DNA, to the heart.
Yes. It's funny, when we were doing some more recordings yesterday, you know, for the Christmas special, after about three or four, you know, listening to different people, I came to the conclusion personally that the more spiritual frequency, my own words, seemed more feminine, and the concert pitch, the modern one, 440, seemed much more masculine. In other words, I felt that it was a more aggressive in the 440.
Yeah, that's right.
Does that make any sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense, because if you, as you say, and as it is, the Earth is a feminine planet, and what I say, this is connected to the Earth. It's, when I play it, it feels more grounded, more natural, whatever. So this makes absolutely sense. And what I read just yesterday, because I did a little research for preparing for today, that the 440 is way more based on left brain.
Right. Okay.
Compared to the 432, though, the left brain is the more,
Yes, the logical side and the, as opposed to the more creative side.
Yeah.
Right, listen, that's really fantastic. I'm very, very grateful to you for taking the time, for responding. And I keep saying it, but it would have been so easy just to have referenced some clips on YouTube. But I wanted members of Connecting Consciousness to actually be involved and to show it, and it's that personal aspect. Now, obviously, when we do things on Skype, it's not crystal clear, there are issues, but it's a personal aspect, and what I hope is that your contribution, along with the others, begin to make it clear to people like me, who've got very little music understanding, the difference. And then what we'll do later on is talk a little bit about how this came about. Obviously, it has strong connections with what happened in Germany, and I know you're aware of that, and went right across the world. But I will be talking about that a little bit, just to give the facts as to how that was imposed on the world, or how the world just suddenly took it up just before the Second World War. So listen, once again, Thomas, God bless to you. Thanks ever so much for doing that. It's, you know, taking the time out. Thank you for supporting Connecting Consciousness. And thank you for sending me the one of your grandfather's fossils. That was always most wonderful. And grandfather's hammer. And you'll always be close to my heart, because, you know, you've, like most of us, you've been through difficult times, but you've always smiled. That's the important thing. You like, you know, you didn't all go around with a miserable face, and you've made a really successful time, and the music is brilliant. So I want to thank you.
Have a good time and a good Christmas. Thanks.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
And you too. Bye bye.
Bye.
Forty. 432.
Again. Thank you.
We're very pleased that Dr. Gary, as I call my good friend, has got a wonderful medieval instrumental lute, and he's going to play for us. And Gary, would you like to just tell us the name of the instrument, or a bit more detail about the instrument, because many people won't know what a lute is.
Right. The lute started from the Moorish ancestry and the Eastern traditions, and then with the Moors coming into Spain, they brought their oud. And when they brought their oud, it eventually found its way to England. And I'll tell you, Brits did a great job developing the lute. Oh, splendid, splendid music, splendid instruments. And I'm just a great lover of lute and classical guitar and all guitar music. This particular lute I'm playing, and I want to send this out to all my lute brethren. I feel you. I'm out in the desert, ladies and gentlemen. I can't bring my Paolo Busato lutes. He's made many lutes for me. The weather, I'm literally in a dispersed camping site, in a primitive camping site where I have to bring in my own water and propane. I have no electricity. And it's very primitive. I'm right outside of Sedona. I'm heading into the vortices. That's why I'm here. I'm called to come here. And this lute I have is a lute guitar. So I don't have my handmade delicate lutes with me. But I'll tell you what, guys, this does the job. It holds up. It may have metal frets, but I'm not having all the problems with tuning in the gut strings and frets and all those things. So that's what I'm using here, and it just works splendidly.
Right. So listen, we appreciate your Sedona at the moment and connection. Do your best. And let's hope we can get it.
Okay, good. Okay, good. This is a wonderful piece by John Dowland. Can't you excuse my wrongs? And I'll do one vocal, a short little bit of the vocal from that. And I do it self-accompanying, just the way John Dowland did it. There are a lot of parts going on. It's a lot of fun. Then I'll play Lady Clifton's Spirit. A little bit of that. This is Can't You Excuse My Wrongs, John Dowland.
Can she excuse my wrongs with the Jew's cloak? Shall I call her good when she proves unkind? Are those cleft eyes which vanish into smoke? Must I praise the leaves where no fruit I find? No, no, where shadows do for body stand. Thou mayst be abused if thy sight be dim. Cold love is like to words written on sand, or to bubbles which on thy water swim. Wilt thou be thus abused still, seeing that she will writhe in ever? If thou canst not or calm her, will thy love be thus fruitless ever? Wilt thou be thus abused still, seeing that she will write me never? If thou canst not or calm her, will thy love be thus fruitless ever?
The second piece on the lute, tuned to 432. This is a lute guitar. I'm out in the desert, so I can't play a regular lute. My lutes are much too fragile. This is Lady Clifton's Spirit. Thank you.
Gary, it's wonderful. We're going to have to close it now because the connection is getting worse. But I want to thank you so much for taking part. And we really hope that the audience are going to love it. So God bless, and I'll no doubt be speaking to you after the holidays.
Be thus abused, still, seeing that she would writhing never. If thou canst not or calm her, will thy love will be thus put to stand? Will thou be thus?
Hi, I'm really pleased. We're going to have a sort of a duet now. It'd be really great. Becky's actually going to play her flute. And do you want to just introduce yourself a little bit, please, and your guitar? That'd be really good.
Hi, I'm James Hemming. I'm in Birmingham. This is my Yamaha guitar. Looking forward to playing with Becky here, and always a big supporter of Connecting Consciousness. So hi to all you guys.
Okay, so I see the number 440 on there, so I think that's very clear what you're going to be playing. Yeah. Right, so I'm going to vacate my seat. Becky's going to come on. You're going to tune up together, I think, and then when you're ready, you can go.
Watching the podcast, and it was really lovely to listen to all the musicians playing their music. After having listened to everything, I thought I'd just try and explain things in a diagrammatic way, which can hopefully explain things a bit better. So here's this diagram. Now I've drawn middle C up to the C one octave above middle C, and these are all the notes in the scale. And this is A, where the instruments are tuned to, and this is the note that we're all talking about. but I've copied in the C's because these are also important. We were comparing A, music that's tuned to A of 440 Hz and music that's tuned to 432 Hz. But Walter, who plays the oboe, also played a piece in where A is tuned to 444 Hz. And this is also important, and I wanted to explain why. Okay. When A is tuned to 432 Hz, middle C is 256 Hz, and this is known as being a universal healing energy. And that's why music played to a tuning of 432 Hz sounds very nice. It does sound healing, it does sound very warm and resonant. A that's tuned to 440 Hz, everyone's described as sounding less resonant, less pleasant to listen to, and more piercing. And music that's tuned to, where an A is tuned to 444 Hz, even though that's higher, that also starts to sound good again. And cymatics, where if a note is played and you look at the water surface level, or you look at a thin layer of sand on a piece of card, when that vibrates, if it's vibrating to a frequency of 432 Hz, that it makes a nice pattern. And then change that to 440 Hz and the pattern gets all disrupted if it's sand or choppy, if it's water. And then if you go up to an A being 444 Hz, again, that goes back to looking nice, where there's a nice harmonious pattern on the sand or surface of the water. Now, when an A is tuned to 444 Hz, the C above is tuned to 528 Hz, and this is significant because according to Dr. Leonard Horowitz, it's the love vibration, and it's known to have a frequency of health and longevity, and even causing or creating DNA repair. It's a harmonic vibration central to the musical mathematical matrix of creation. So it's part of the original solfeggio musical scale. And I think that's why Walter brought that in, because he is a professional musician, and he had listened to music played where A is tuned to many different frequencies, and he found that to be the nicest to listen to. But the old-fashioned tuning of A is a 432 Hz, which is also very pleasant to listen to. So it's very interesting where one note can have a range of frequencies, and it's just a relatively small range of frequencies, but within that it's an infinite range. And on the lower end of that, where A is tuned to 432 Hz, it sounds lovely. Then when it goes up to 440 Hz, it doesn't sound so nice. And then when it goes higher, up to 444 Hz, it starts sounding nice again. And of course, it's not just A, but the whole of the scale. So when an instrument is tuned to a particular tune, the whole of the scales and the music that it's playing is connected to vibrations that are harmonious or not harmonious, depending on what it's tuned to. I just wanted to briefly demonstrate this on my flute, because what we're talking about here, where A is this, we're talking about the C above is this, and the C below is this. When C above is here, I've got a tuning fork that's tuned to 528 Hz, which is the love vibration, and I'll just play this for you. And when C is tuned to this frequency, 528 Hz, the A is 444. So it was useful for Walter to bring that in. The thing to remember about sound frequencies and music is that it's all just frequencies. And when a sound frequency is sped up faster and faster and faster, it eventually becomes light, starting at infrared, which is the longest light wavelength, and then becoming even faster and becoming ultraviolet. And then it goes beyond even faster in the spectrum. And if you slow it down, then it becomes more solid. And we're all made up of frequency and vibration. That's all we are. We all resonate at different frequencies and vibrations as well. So some of us may prefer a different sound to others. But thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the whole of the musical podcast.
Well, it's been quite something getting everyone together. First of all, I really want to thank all of you who offered to participate and sort of really stepped up to the challenge when we talked about the frequencies and how the system has hijacked the frequency of music since just before the Second World War. And so many of you members of Connecting Consciousness had, you know, your own music to play, so we don't have a copyright issue. That's good. And you demonstrated it, which has meant that we really are going to have this fantastic Christmas special. And we're hoping it's going to go out on the 24th, so fingers crossed on that. And I want to thank everybody who's participated. And I take this opportunity to thank all the coordinators of Connecting Consciousness throughout the world. We don't have coordinators in every country, but we do in many countries. And, you know, you give your time for free. You volunteer because you believe in the raising of consciousness, and I'm really, really grateful to you for doing that. And if there are any other people who listen to this and who would like to be involved, then please come forward, you know, and try and make that difference. I want to thank Andy Bale, Rapid Rescue, because without his help to make all this happen on the internet side, on the software side, we couldn't do it. So that's a great thank you to him. And it's a thank you to all ordinary members who don't normally participate but listen to the radio shows, the podcasts, and those of you who've turned up to listen to conferences. But above all, I want to thank you all for staying true, following your heart, doing your own research, and not crumbling under the ridiculous lies that the system puts forward. So, positive message. No doubt some people will be listening to Her Majesty the Queen on Christmas Day giving her talk. More nonsense and the same old rubbish. So why not just turn her off and just listen to this? We'll have a lot more positive news than anything that she might give you. So thanks ever so much, and looking forward to 2019. Let's hope that is going to give us the breakthrough we need. All right, so thanks very much now, and happy holidays to everybody. Okay, bye-bye.